Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. Joining us today for the Wednesday Psychic Love Doctor Show. Glad to have you with us, blog talkers, and those who are joining us on Facebook Live. On the Psychic Love Doctor Show page, where we are streaming live. Pretty much the same thing. So we're glad to have you with us, and we see that the folks are calling in. If you do plan to call in, wouldn't hurt to get on the list as soon as you can.
Very good.
I'll
check set.
So that we won't run out of time for the show and not be able to have you with us. Now, as a reminder, I'm only using ordinary playing cards, which I'm right now holding up for our Psychic Love Doctor show page. Watchers? Yes. Just ordinary playing cards. So this is not tarot, not oracle, not any of the other amazing systems that are out there. So just wanted to make that distinction. I'll also be using a full 24 card layout for each of your calls, your readings, and it will take me a moment or so as I lay the cards out after I've gotten your question. Now I'm going to turn it over to Jimbo.
Welcome, folks. I want to remind everybody the show is for educational and informational purposes only. We also want to remind you, if you're an international caller or Facebook Live viewer, let us know. We will give you a live international shout-out, like to Laura from Canada. International shout-out. Oh, Canada.
All right.
Let's get down to business. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you'll get a message that says your volume is on. But you'll get a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. And you truly will be able to hear the show. And I called in and checked it out, and everything's working great. Every once in a while, it doesn't, so that's why I like to call in. So moral of the story is, if you don't hear the show, unless we're starting late. Now, if you guys notice it's on the hour, and I don't know what it does, if it goes silent, don't necessarily pull the ripcord real fast on that. If we have a real technical problem, we'll end the show. If you see the hour hit, when the show's supposed to start and you hear silence, but we also don't end it, that means we're just running a little behind. Chillax. I think most of you did. I think somebody dropped off. So that's the deal. I know you hear music up to the hour. I want to get this down because sometimes we're going to be late. As happens. I'll be nice. I don't need to say shit. All right. But it does happen. So if the hour strikes, ba-boom, and you're like, hey, the show's supposed to start and it's silent, we'll end the show. Hey, stick around. We might be able to troubleshoot our way out of it. If we can't troubleshoot and have to restart the show, you'll hear the end come. So that's the moral of that story. That's like a once a month thing that happens. We get that weird thing that happens once a month. It happened, a couple weeks ago or a week ago, where nobody could hear us. And we had to kill the show and restart it. It is what it is, right? Okay. Let's see. We talked about, we did not talk about that. That sound is... actually is a happy sound. You might not be happy, you, because you're reading what Deborah's coming to an end, a freebie. But it's not the last show we're doing on Earth. And if you want a real quality one-on-one reading, you go to the psychiclovedoctor.com. You'll get your private reading. Then I won't be there with a harp to chase you away. Nope, it's you and Deb. All the questions, all the little readings you want in your time frame. But for the sake of this show, with the people calling in, you should right away, if you're a new person, give her some background info. And then get a couple questions in right up front. Don't save them for the end because we got to move on when you hear the harps. I'm going to give you tonight angel card will be a healing angel card. These are good ones too. Got some good. Yeah, you know, we like to mix up the angel cards. We got like 4 decks total. So let's rotate the crops a little bit. And then Friday's a whole different ballgame. There's no angel in that shit. All right, that's rebel. So when you hear the harp, please refrain from firing more questions. Like I said, you got options. If you're really into something, you would like to spend a lot of time with her on in one-on-one, that's psychiclovedoctor.com website. You can do that. Or write down the questions. Write down the info if you have a bad memory like me, and then call back next time we do a show. And early is better than later. That's the moral to the story. Even on what the last show we did was on Monday was Blog Talker, right? So
yes, it was.
Wow. Indeed it was.
News for the soul.
We have international shout-outs, too. Let's see. I see Claire and Cho from the UK.
Hey, welcome,
right.
You guys.
Yeah. Welcome back. Welcome back to both
glad
of you.
To have you.
Indeed, indeed. All right. Let's get to the caller, shall we?
Yeah.
We're going to area code 630. We're familiar with it because it's Illinois area code, but every once in a while, it's not who we think it is. We're 99% sure this would be our Lily. Is
Lily.
It?
Lily. Hello.
Hi.
There she is.
How you doing there, hon?
It is indeed.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Of course, you're calling number one.
So I feel like I'm going stir crazy, and I'll tell you why. I don't know where I'm at, so okay. So I got that letter from the landlord, and I thought that it said that it was like my lease was going to go month to month. And so then I had like this whole panic episode, like I was being kicked out of my apartment, because like
right.
I always feel like that because it happened to me, and I like have post-traumatic stress disorder. And so like I always feel like I'm getting kicked out of places, even though I'm not, because I emailed her and I was like, is my lease month to month? And she's like, no, it's up in November. And I'm like, okay. But I spent the entire afternoon calling places in Florida and asking them if I could get on the wait list for housing. It's
good
actually
practice.
Easier.
Yeah.
But that was good practice, though.
Okay, yeah. But because
eventually something you're going to want to do that for real, just not as urgent.
Right, see, that's the thing. Like, I flipped out and thought, like, I was going to, like, I guess I had to get through all of that in order to figure out where I was at. But here's the deal. So housing is easier in Florida if it's two people renting a place. So I'm back to having a roommate, but that's fine, too. However, the housing's expensive, and I have to supplement my income. So I am uploading, I'm still working on my story, and I want to know am I going to be okay? Am I going to be able to afford the things that I am, like, you know, am I acting normal? Am I normal or what? Because I have to figure out what to do here. I feel like I don't want to be in my own way of moving forward, but I think what I'm doing is correct. You know what I mean? But if what I was doing was correct, I'd be making, you know, $4,000 a month, and it wouldn't be an issue.
Really?
To afford an apartment down there. Because I can boom, I can afford that.
Wow. $4,000 a month? Wow.
Yeah. But if you have a roommate, and like, okay, so my doctor had me apply for disability, Social Security income, because they said that I wasn't going to be able to work a full-time job because I'm fine. So I applied. And the guy was like, well, you qualify for it, but you're only going to get so much a month. It's not enough to live on, but you can rent. You qualify for like the vouchers or whatever. So down there, if you are looking for a one bedroom, there is nothing available. But a two bedroom with two people, you can get it if you're both on Social Security. They'll pay for the rent.
Okay, Lily. Then Just let me know. I'll pack my bags. I'll go with you. As long as we're not so
scared.
Well, I haven't really asked them that. But your cards are saying that you should consider this. Now, I have to talk kind of slow because I have an appliance in, where my teeth used to be. They pulled all the implants out, and that was fun.
Oh, God.
And now he's got this thingy here. So if it sounds like I've been drinking, I have not. I just slur a little bit, okay?
Yeah, it's your temporary appliance.
Yeah. So, here's what I think you should do. Look on the bright side of this as having been a good drill. Like if you were in the military, you were reacting to an alert.
Right. It's good practice.
Yeah. But with that letter, and you thought, well, then, geez, I've got to make some moves here. And are you on waiting list now?
They're closed. I've been emailing people on how to get on, but that's the thing is they're closed for one bedroom. So you have to get a two-bedroom. You can get a two-bedroom, but you need a roommate.
Yeah, well, okay.
So I have to find a roommate.
And what is the waiting list? Is it like they have it available now?
For a two-bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right now,
yeah.
I applied for a house just in case I could find a roommate, then I would already have a place. Like, I've been, like, going through the motions.
But you know what?
I'm freaking out.
You know what?
Right, exactly.
You are also planning for abundance that's coming to you. Okay? You got to kind of look at this from a twisted angle. That there are no one bedrooms available, but two bedrooms are. It may not hurt to go on the waiting list for that. Just tell them, hey, you can't make a move till, like, nobody wants to move in the dead of winter or early spring. You know, there, it could be later spring,
right.
Summer.
Sure.
But at least you've gotten your feet wet. Oh, God. Yeah. So
I'm just going to tell him I need a two-bedroom because I need assisted living. Who cares what I need it for? I need it. And then the roommate will show up?
Yeah, see, that's how it'll go. Is this assisted living, like with old people?
No.
Okay.
But, I mean, you got to be careful because Florida's, it's not like fat shaming, but I don't want to do like the whole age thing down there and get into all of that. It's kind of like whatever they call the semi-retirement zone.
Okay.
It's not assisted living, no. Like you get your own, like you can rent a house. You can rent an apartment. You can rent all different types of things, but it has to be two people. That's what they have available. Because they just have so many properties.
So I just think something good's going to happen for you because of that. And you never know. By the time you do actually begin an official search, it could have one bedrooms by then.
Right. You know? You should probably start looking in the summer.
Mm-hmm. And I see money coming to you.
Money.
So you are waiting on some money, are you not?
I am, but I'm also concerned about moving forward and like it costs money to move and like is the job that I have gonna like be able to secure me? I feel like it can.
Yeah, well you are an entrepreneur, if I said that right, entrepreneur, and you're never going to get rich working for somebody else. I don't care who you are. You could be working for Donald Trump and you're not going to get rich. He's going to pay you maybe a good salary. But if you are your own boss running your own business, yes, it's a big risk. But also there's no ceiling on how much you can make.
It's nothing ventured, nothing gained.
That's right.
Yep, there's risk involved in any.
Okay.
Unless you get lucky and win a lottery. But even then, you had to buy a ticket. That was a risk.
Myself, I am a crappy employee unless I'm doing my work. Okay. And I realized I need to run my own operation Otherwise, I just can't stand working for, it's almost like they're slave drivers with their whip out, you know. I can't stand that feeling. So you're going
to
be fine.
Okay if I get a roommate. I won't be like such like annoying to somebody, you know. It has to be enough space.
Yeah, it might be a little early to start looking for that.
And to actually get something in the cards on that. That's way down the road yet.
Yeah, but I really think
it's
all going to work out for you. And, you know, as things generally have a way of doing.
Well, at least the good news was is you don't have to scramble freak out now and take whatever garbage place just because you need a roof. Now you can pace yourself now that you know the exact month.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I just didn't read the – and I did real estate for 10 years, and I screwed that up myself because I'm not focused on that right now. I'm focused on this book I'm writing. So thank you very much for calming my nerves. I was like,
Yeah.
It happens. When you get these official lease things in the mail, you automatically assume the worst because usually they don't send you good news like officially like that real nice, you know. Yeah. Typically you're like, oh, God, what are they doing to me now? Yep.
Well, the thing is, if you were like me and you tend to jump to conclusions before you have all the facts, stuff like this will happen. So a lot of times Jim will take the paper or he'll look at the email and say, you got it all wrong. That's not what they're saying.
It's happened with and the daughter-in-laws too have panicked and they've gotten an official notice from the city. Remember Aileen got that thing that she thought they were going to shut her water off. She didn't do something in 2 days. And I was like, no, they didn't check that box. There was like three boxes. And one of them was like, you might have a little leak. You should look at it. But there was another one that said, oh, my God, we're going to shut your water down unless you do this and tell us and give us a receipt. And I was like, we went and fixed it. And then I looked at it. I was like, actually, we didn't have to do this.
No.
But she didn't look at the right box. They didn't check that nasty, horrible box. But, you know, people... You get official notices, you freak out, and you assume when you see the worst thing, you're like, oh, my God. I knew it was coming. Damn it. Here, I'm getting screwed. So that's normal. All right, here we go real quick for your healing angel card reading.
Okay.
Subject is fear, and this is from I, Archangel Michael, am here to help you through the present time. I love you. I protect you and keep you safe. Trust that all is well. Accept my love and allow it to dissolve your fear.
Very good.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right. Well, that's good. And that's good. There was good news. You actually told us the good news is that you are not getting launched out in a month. So you're good to go.
Exactly.
You're good to go for many moons. Well, relatively soon.
Thank you.
Yeah, the thing is it would help if you get a roommate that is somebody you know, you have things in common. Did you ever see that? What was it called? Single White Female?
Oh, or anything.
That movie.
Between now
and
later, all of a sudden, a bunch of them could open up. They could actually open up.
Yeah.
Right now, they're so jammed, they don't even want to talk to you about a waiting list. But things can happen in a few months. You just don't know.
So you're good. You're good to go. Okay. And I'll get back on the project.
On the project.
Yes, I'm feeling better.
Project Blue Book.
As the day goes by, Project Blue Book.
I hope you feel better.
Yep. Thank you. What does that mean?
Now, that was an old thing from the, the Air Force back in, like, I think it was the 50s and 60s, started investigating all these UFOs and kept it all hush, hush, hush. They called it Project Blue Book. Then after a while, they just released it and said, here you go. You can see all the stuff that all the research we did and how we didn't really find anything. Didn't answer questions, but we didn't find anything either way. But it was Project Blue Book. Anyway, that was an old school thing. Let's give an international shout out to Jen, who is
in Dubai.
She's probably in. She says she's in Dubai right now. Jen
in Dubai.
But I will tell everybody right now. We just started the show. We got to do some callers, and we'll try to make time for the messenger folks. But now is not the time, and you can't messenger us now. So go ahead, Jen. We're gonna hang up on you.
We can't do that right now.
Yeah, there's a delay.
Just wait.
Nobody can messenger us until we officially announce that we're ready because there's not a cool phone
and we
system.
Are not.
And we are not ready. We just took one caller. We got to get a couple callers under our belt before we try to make a shift at all to Facebook. So you must be patient, folks. Okay.
Yeah.
Remember, moral of the story is, and Jen knew it because we like audio video the best because it's live, but they have to messenger Deborah Lee, and you have to be friends with Deborah Lee.
Now.
And we have to announce that the floor is open to you folks.
What do you do about that?
Well, I didn't know. I will do that, but I didn't know that person was there. All right, stand by, folks. Give me about all the folks that are on. We're going to take a caller next, but first give me about 60 seconds. Just disconnect and I will type. I got to deal with this first. And then I have to ban from stream. Yep, scammer gone.
Of this ancestors of life?
Yeah, she's gone. She is kicked out of here, and I went and run her Facebook page and banned her and anything, any stupid thing she might try to create to be sneaky, too. All right. Let's go to our
state.
703, Commonwealth of Virginia. If you got us on the background, please turn it down.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi. Oh, it would be Andrea.
Yes.
Oh, boy. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. I'm hanging in there, you know, good as can be expected.
Yes, and
yeah.
What brings you to the show?
Yeah, what's up? What's cooking?
Well, so, you know, I've been, you know, I'm not talking about the wedding thing, but, you know, I'm job searching, so I was offered a job, and I'm supposed to start on Monday. However, it's not really what I want to do. It's just, it's going to be like my backup filler plan. So do you think something else will come through? Because I don't really want to work at this place.
Okay.
I mean, I'm grateful to get it. I just don't want to, I didn't think I was going to get it, but it's just a backup plan.
So if nothing comes up before then, you're just going to go, or are you going to just kick it to the curb?
Oh, no, I'm going to go. I'm going to go. I've been dog sitting for my friend out here for the last, I don't know, 4 days. So I've literally must have applied to probably 100 jobs in the last 5 days.
Fine. Okay. I'm laying your cards out.
Cards are going down.
Right,
I'm busy
now.
Typing away like a maniac.
If you have a new job before you have to go to that one.
Well, interesting.
Or even... Or even if it's like a couple weeks after that one, I'm okay with that. You know, I just don't want to do this one.
International shout out to Laura from London. Sorry, Laura.
Oh,
I just
Laura.
Know. Welcome, Laura.
Good
I didn't
to
see
have
her
you.
A lot of chaos. Chaos, yeah.
These people never sleep, I swear. Unless they don't have to go to work till way later in the morning.
Well, you know, everybody's got
time difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think Laura has a lot of businesses, so she can probably have a little leeway, maybe, on schedule. I don't know.
All right, here we go.
Or some people just aren't sleepers. Remember, people said they just a couple hours. They just aren't. They just some people are in a phase of their life where they just get a couple hours, and that's it, really.
Wow, I don't know if that's really.
Well, I'm not saying that's forever, but we've had some people here said that. They've got a lot of turmoil in their life, and they just get a couple hours, and then they just got to go. You know, it is what it is. And Laura says she's up early, so. Does that mean, like, now you're getting up for the day? Is that what that means? That'd be real early.
What is it, 12:30 in the morning?
Yeah, damn early if it's 12:30 and you go.
Okay, for Andrea, yeah, there's a job coming. See, you're saturating the market right now for new jobs. I like it that you're putting all these things out there. You know, I like it. I think that's going to broaden your chances. Or a better job, a job more to your liking.
Okay.
So, and it shouldn't be too far away because looks like it's right in front of you. And I have a feeling things have really boomeranged from what's under sure to come true with your son and his bride-to-be. It's looking very good for you.
Oh, really?
That they are... gonna, you know, stop grinding those with axes, you know, they're gonna pretty much let things go. And
okay,
yourself,
good to know.
Yeah, and you yourself, you could chalk it up to pre-wedding jitters, maybe on their part, clash of cultures. that kind of thing. So, but it looks like it's going to just fade away. And yeah, you're going to have a good job coming to you, but I think you may have to start this one, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Before then.
I'll have no problem telling them that I found something else. I just got to do it so I don't have to be in unemployment.
Right.
Oh, yes, it is good to have checks. Yes, indeed. You don't want the gaps in there. Nope. Nobody likes that.
Yes, so Jim, what have we got?
We have Archangel Metatron. This is her healing angel card reading. I am your link between heaven and earth, between your humanity and your divinity. I'm here to help you heal the conflict that exists between your heart and mind. Feel me in your heart and thought.
Nice.
Through oneness, there is love. Remember, these are healing angel cards, so there's typically a healing theme, not all the time.
Well, today's my kid's birthday, two of them. Really? One, my younger one and my old one have the same birthday, so today's their birthday.
That's pretty
awesome. Wow, that's amazing.
That is amazing. That must have been interesting when you had to buy, birthday presents. That was a double deal.
Yeah, one cake, two kids. They weren't very happy.
Yeah, that is true. It was one party, but you know what? They got to suck it up, Buttercup.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
So that was actually good for you as far as the party part.
That's amazing.
You had to just buy extra presents, but that's still a good trade to have one birthday party.
I have two that are 10 days apart in the month of April. But close by 10 days. Yeah.
I have a brother and a sister, and all of us have birthdays in July.
Oh, look at that.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So that is what it is. Well, good luck to you so much. We're glad you called, and we're glad you patiently held.
Yes.
All right, listen, Laura from London has a message for you.
Oh, okay. Stand by.
Okay.
Can you tell this lady that she is brilliant, the job is not what is bothering her, it's the underlying anxiety in relation to son and family. Tell her I said she is amazing.
Aw, thank you.
Yeah, so, and she's, I could forget what she said. She's precognizant or something like that. So she's got a pretty healthy intuition, too.
Okay. Awesome. All right, thank you so much, Maria. Good luck to you, and keep
thank
on
you.
Going back.
Okay.
Bye, honey. Take care. Yeah, take care.
All right. Well, as we found out, I was talking to the UK folks, is since we set our clocks ahead, they are actually not at midnight yet. They're 4 hours ahead. So it's because remember, we turned our clocks ahead.
Oh.
But Joe said at the last Sunday of the month, then they do the same thing we did, and then they'll be 5 hours ahead again. They're going to set their clocks ahead.
I wonder why they do it.
Everybody, it's the same reason that a lot of people do it. You know, back it was, goes back in the old days and the light and when it's the best time to have a lot of light.
What I read is
blah,
that
blah, blah, blah.
Here back in the day, they wanted farmers and their families to have enough light in the evening to be able to harvest their crop.
Right. In the morning, there's a lot of stuff they got to do in the morning chores where they don't need light.
Oh.
They could go in a barn and cows. You know, there's a lot of stuff that's indoors anywhere. There's light or not, so they can work with it. But you're right. When they get out in the fields and doing all that crap, they want that light to last as long as possible. So there you go. All right, Deb, I think the time
all right,
has
let's,
come.
We better.
Beep, 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 beep. Now we go live. Live for our first comment. There's Lisa.
Lisa in Arizona.
Bring us up the speed.
How are you? I'm probably in the most noisiest place in the world here right now.
Really?
Well, the wind, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So, hey, Deb. What is,
hi.
Hello to you both. And I've missed you both. And what do the cards say about the neighbor? We've been having arguments every day. And I'm wondering if today is burn down the town like it's no going back, because I tell him like it is and he doesn't like it.
Well, that's not good. You know, you tell people like it is, if they don't like it, then it is what it is. The cards are going down.
He was really nice earlier today. He was very nice. He was giving me stuff, and then I said, I need to talk to you. And so then I had a very honest talk. And yesterday was an honest talk, and the day before was the honest talk. I mean, every day it's been, we've been.
Okay.
He doesn't like to get out of his comfort zone, it seems like, very much at all.
He doesn't want to hear us.
He doesn't want to hear anything that takes him out of his happy zone, it sounds like. Like, oh, everything's great. Oh, my God, do you want to talk about something that's going to take me out of my comfort zone, even though it's something we should talk about? It doesn't matter. La, 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 la. Like, plug the ears and run. Or get angry. God damn, it's your fault for trying to talk about that. Yeah. I'm exaggerating the language. I don't know. But in general, he doesn't like the talks that are happy. He wants to talk about rainbows.
Everything. Yeah. It has to be sparkling water over the clear, shining brook of water.
He wants to talk about like Disney World and stuff, fun stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, somebody is probably not real happy with their life and doesn't really want to talk about it much, is my guess. But I don't have the card. But somebody does have the card, and she's laying them down.
Well, okay.
Laying them down.
I want to share with you. I just heard myself. I wonder if she's got us on.
If he has a what?
No, I thought I heard myself in the background. Like,
we kind of hear
echoing.
Like a very slight echo.
Okay. Okay, I'm trying to keep it.
It's not over the top, so if you can't do anything about it, it's not that bad.
Sorry.
It's really slight. Well, we got you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, what I've got here is, I really believe that between the two of you is what is called a trauma bond. And what that is it starts out with this, like, magnificent feeling of falling in love. And they call, you know, there's some of the practitioners out there call it love bombing. And this is when the relationship is just like the most beautiful thing you could ever imagine. And then it starts creeping into an area where your partner, like him, is finding fault, you know, or he creates arguments, or he's doing things to, it's like if things are going too smoothly, you may not be paying him as much attention and worship as he would like, that he's going to create a situation. And a lot of people know this to be when you are the adult child of an alcoholic. Adult children only know chaos and disruption and, you know, all kinds of emotional upheaval. So that when things are going beautifully and seem like, oh, everything's great, that individual has to create an issue. Because that's what feels more normal than, okay. Yeah, I'm hearing from people on the Facebook, they're saying that's what they think too, that it's a trauma bond, it's a love bombing, and it comes from a narcissistic tendency on his part. And maybe he was spoiled as a child. A lot of times narcissists, it's hard for me to say with my choppers in, but a lot of them end by being spoiled children who then have a hard time coping in the world. And I really feel that now he's moved into a phase here where at least if I called you Laura, I'm sorry.
We did not, I don't
okay.
think. Or our brains are both broke.
Yeah, maybe. That now you're going to hear from him little jealous comments. Because he's moving into being a little bit resentful where he doesn't like how independent you are. Yeah.
Oh, you are okay with not worshiping his world.
All the time.
And I don't mean like his world like you're a slave, but his world of happiness.
Yeah, not always telling him how wonderful he is.
The comfort zone. Oh, I like it. We do these things every day. Why do you got to bring these things up? He doesn't like that. You say, well, you know, I got to bring some shit up once in a while.
And they really, really do like to be right, even if they're not right.
Shocking.
And I know this because I was actually married to one many years ago. Well, as far as a narcissist goes. And he's no longer living now. But at the time, yes, life was a living hell. And, yeah, it's to try to make you unhappy with your life so that you need him to make you happy. And this might be too much for you, all on a phone call.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't mean that tomorrow you got to all of a sudden explode like a volcano.
Yeah.
And all this, something to think about, right?
Go on Google and Google trauma bond. There's a lot out there, a lot. There's free information that just might ring a bell with you.
Yeah, take your time and look through all of it.
Because now I'm seeing him having negative emotions about you. So it could be
about me?
That. Huh?
No.
Yeah.
About me?
Yeah, like little.
You got super soft, like soft and soft to be.
Down.
Oh, never mind. Go ahead. Bye.
Okay. Yeah, like he may not be as complimentary as he was. Or he's going to try to manipulate your time so that you don't have time to go do other things without him. All right?
Try to make more of a schedule. Oh, we got a big schedule. You can't do this. We got all this planned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know what you're doing, but it sounds very strange.
Yeah, we hear weird background noises. I don't know if you are...
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay, is that better? It's the visor in the car. I apologize.
Oh, that's cool. I thought you were being sucked into an alien vessel. I thought maybe. So that's good. Well, at least we know you're not
sorry.
No, it's not that big of a deal. We were just half the show. When people are on speakerphone, we try to identify these sounds, and we're usually wrong. They sound really weird on speakerphone.
Now that sounds like she's taking off in an airplane.
But it sounds at least.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, not
okay,
taking,
so
not taking it up. It sounds like
you think.
Yeah.
So you think he is not? I don't know what to do here. I mean, he walked away. He was angry. I said, I know you're going to get angry about what I'm going to say. I said, but let me finish and tie it up at the end. And then he shut the door and he was walking away and he was angry. And I said, don't you want to hear the last bit of it? And he shouted, no. And so
what a
I had a real bad feeling. I thought, oh, my gosh, I wonder if this is,
you know what?
It's
very childish.
Lisa, I think you're now going to start seeing who he really is. All the love and all that wonderfulness, it very likely could be a cover.
Did you see what happened?
Or somebody who's a spoiled brat.
But you shouldn't have to change
the
questions you want to ask. You shouldn't have to. They should not be taboo. If you want to ask something, you should be able to do that.
So here's what I've got. Right here, he's feeling like, feels like he is losing you. And he's seeing that as a failure on his part to get you wrapped up in him and his life. And then it's going to turn into resentfulness. And, you know, where he's going to be picking on you. And when he does that, I think you're going to see that's the real deal, Lisa. There's the real guy without all the shiny veneer, you know, and the charm, because that's what you guys are doing.
And
you just aren't one to really be suckered in by all of this.
No.
Or you would be his worshiping handmaiden. And you're not doing that.
You should be able to, if you have feelings and thoughts, you should be able to express them. If he can't deal with them, that's his problem, not yours.
Joe says, throw the shower curtain at him.
That's right. Get that little...
Hey, you know what? Hey, you guys are going to like this. I showed him the shower curtain because it fell. The shower curtain rod fell. So we had to put it back up. And then I said, look here. Do you see what I see? And he said, what? He said, it's a beautiful curtain. And I showed him.
Yeah, he didn't see the... He didn't see the same objects that you saw?
You know, I don't know. I was just laughing so hard. I was just really laughing very hard. And
he was,
I don't know.
He had no idea why
he was
saying,
he was saying something, and I just laughed really hard.
He probably
that's the first time I showed anyone.
Yeah, probably not.
he didn't know that it was a big time inside joke.
No.
From way back. That goes from way back too. That was like last year when we talked about the shark. It was 2022.
I know.
You know, another thing I see is that tomorrow he's going to want to go right back to who he's always been.
And not talk about conflict?
Oh, no, he doesn't want to talk
Can't
about
talk
that.
About conflict.
And
no.
when you bring that
you
up,
you know, he's been.
Yeah,
he's been doing that every day. Every day. He'll call me out of the blue. He'll call me at night, act like nothing happened. He'll give me little stuff, you know, and gestures. And so then, you know, today I just said I have to let you know about something I'm thinking about. And I said, you're not going to like it, and I don't want you yelling at me. But... yep, he did everything that I told him not to do.
Okay,
shut
well,
the door.
All right, well, that's fine. Then that's a fine. So
you're starting to see the reality of his personality.
So if he wants to have a good day, you should say, all right, well, let me ask you something. If I decide I want to talk about something that's outside the comfort zone, are you going to do the same thing? Because if you are, then I don't even want to start a day with you.
And Laura from London, who seems pretty sharp on a lot of this, she says, he will try to minimize these things.
Yeah, he wants to want them to go away.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he always does. He always does. And that's okay. You know, I just feel like I'm not into him as much as I used to be, and I'm really busy. My friend Heather.
That's a good thing.
My girlfriend and I are going down to this other town where it's going to be full of motorcyclists. And
a rally, huh?
I don't know the details, but we're going. I told her about it, so we're figuring out how we're going to get down there.
Uh-oh. She's going into leather land.
Well, watch
Biker
him.
Dude.
Watch him now starting to get irritated regularly because you're slipping from his grasp. All right? And I think this is really kind of fascinating now because you're starting to, it's wearing thin on you.
Hey, if he's meant to be a good lifetime friend, then he will change. He will not be like he's going. He will change.
And I don't think he's going
and
to.
And we don't think he's going to, but you know what? At least you're giving him an opportunity. You are giving him an
and
opportunity.
Maybe this is why he has trouble connecting with women and being gay with men is easier. Because it's more casual.
It's probably a little less conflict is what I'm guessing.
Yeah. And maybe they're just, you know, these might just be kind of like part-time gay men that, you know, they get together, they have their fun, and then it's like, adios, I'll see you next time. Huh. Yeah.
Heterosexuals do that too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
More casual.
Yeah, that's the word. All right, let's give her thing.
All right, Lisa, your healing angel card reading is positive outcomes, which is always good. The sun is about to push through the clouds, and you will soon see things in a different light. Something that previously seemed hopeless will soon be filled with nothing but hope.
Yep, I think your life is going to start moving in a new direction.
One way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
One way or the other.
Well, no, you got to hear a thank you.
Yeah, well, and thank you. I know you held long before the show started.
Yeah.
And you saw that we were delayed in starting, and you did not hang up. So she knows the deal.
Look into that. Just look up trauma bond.
All that, okay.
Yeah, and see what it.
I get it. I'm sure it's accurate between us. You know, we have our very highs, and then, you know, like I talked to him the other day, and he was crying on the phone, and I was trying to make it up to him, and I just, I don't know. Anyway,
how you're always exhausted. That to me, I'm wondering if he's like sucking the life out of you, if he's like an emotional vampire, what the deal is. Because you should feel exhilarated and happy. Yeah.
No, I've been, You know, I've been thinking that, you know, this is not, this anxiety and stress is not my cup of tea.
That should not be part of any relationship. Friend, casual, great friend. That should never be a factor.
No, I don't have that with anyone. I've never had that with anyone. So,
right.
Anyway.
See what happens tomorrow.
Yeah, give us a call.
Give us a call in our next show.
We'll see where you're at.
Take care, you guys. Bye.
All right,
you too, and good luck, and definitely let us know the next time we're on there.
Yeah, take care. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, it's never easy to hear the things you don't want to hear.
No, but she's,
you know,
you
but
can
it,
tell that
yeah.
she's like, kind of like, huh. She's
yeah.
not happy that she can't talk to him about anything. Okay, if we're that close, that I should be able to talk about things that make you uncomfortable instead of this pouting.
And then
shutting a door and saying
then
no.
Then you get where you're like walking on,
that's not right.
on eggshells.
Right.
And you're scared to say, you know, my children, when they were little, honest to God, that husband would come home and I'd say, please don't upset him. You know, if you say the wrong thing, and I'm wondering, what in the hell am I teaching my kid?
But you could tell already she's not on board with that.
No, but
she is bringing it up.
Yeah.
She recognizes it, but she's not avoiding it at least. So that's smart of her, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, she would just say, oh, I just won't bring it up anymore. She was broken. I just won't talk about this. She's like, nah, that's not right. I should be able to.
I saw back here.
You
trying
should be able
to go back. Laura from London had a pretty good question to ask.
Well, I don't know.
It was something, boy, I can relate to.
There's a million things going on.
There
oh,
is.
We have
what we got?
Prisha from South Africa, international shout out. There was a lot of stuff going on here.
And she's saying good morning.
Good indeed.
Good to
good
have you.
Indeed. You know, it's cool. We've had a few of you folks from South Africa, and we like that. You know?
We do.
Yes, yeah, like at least the third person, at least, maybe more, that we've had in South Africa. And we've had Blog Talk listeners. Sometimes, typically, they listen like a replay or they're listening and we don't know, but when we go on to our show page,
yeah,
they show us every country that somebody has listened to our show, and South Africa's on there. Actually listening on the internet, the Blog Talk, not Facebook. Anyway, did you find the question?
Yeah,
you find it?
I saw it.
Well, I didn't
it's right
know.
Here. I think this is the first
that's a question about
put
her.
Up. Yeah, so, for a reading.
Oh.
She said she has a strange sibling. It's very, very painful. My hand is going up. I know. I'm there. Are they going to do the morally right thing? Is there any accountability about their behavior? One brother and one sister. You know, that's one thing we didn't bring up to Lisa. Accountability in these trauma bonds. Usually only one person taking accountability, isn't it? And the other person just sort of flies right by. All right. So,
or maybe nobody does, but one is definitely putting their head in the sand on any time. If it's not a happy subject, they stick their head in the sand, right?
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to take a look at this. Now, I have seen in situations like this, literally nearly miraculous things happen that have healed a family, where a mother hasn't heard from her sons in years, and then all of a sudden they're back in her life, and other...
Scroll down.
Oh,
I'm sorry,
more?
I mean, interrupt. Yeah, scroll down. You got to go down, so...
Oh, okay.
Put your cursor in the chat box. Just put it... Just, no, put your... Put, click the chat box. I can get ready to type.
Oh, there?
And then it should automatically scroll.
Okay. And both your parents are gone.
Yeah.
Got
now
that.
We'll, now we'll scroll down automatically for you.
Okay, let's first see what the card's saying. Then I may have a question for you.
Okay. We shall see.
I can see I'm going to have to go to London to meet with you,
Well, London
Laura.
Bridge is falling down.
Yeah, I got to put you, I'm putting you on the bucket list, not the bucket list. Okay. Bucket, yeah. There's two lists, if you think about it. Bucket and bucket.
Well, the other one really isn't a list.
Well, it's when you can make a list.
You can't make an effort list.
Why not?
Because it has no end. If you said, I'm going to make a fuck it list, you'll spend so much time doing that, all the things that you don't give a shit about, you'll never even look at your bucket list.
Darling, that's the engineer in you.
That's the reality in life. It's all right, your goal, Deb, is to make two lists. the bucket and the fuck it. You better not start with the fuck it list first, because you'll never get to the bucket, because there's an infinite amount of things. I could think of 1,000 things I will never, ever want to do.
Oh.
Ever. Ever. Millions and billions. Billions. I don't want to get my legs amputated. I don't want to get shot in the... I mean, I'm just saying, if you work on that list, you'll never get to the things you want to do. That's actually big philosophical. You should always focus on the positive things that you want in life. Don't worry about the negative shit. In other words, if you have a fuck it list, don't worry about it. It's not worth your time. What good is that going to do you to worry about that list? That's not going to gain you anything.
Yes, sir.
Go for the goals. Don't focus on shit you can't achieve.
Griffin is saying wise words, grasshopper.
Grasshopper. Yeah. Don't focus on shit that you cannot achieve. Focus on things that you have a shot at.
Oh, well, they say, though, you should reach for the stars.
Yeah.
You might at least get the moon.
They say that, so what I should do is I want to become the god of all gods. I want to become the person that runs the entire universe. And if I fall a little bit short, I'll just run this one universe, right?
I think I always have to take things to extremes.
Because you said reaching for the stars isn't extreme, Deb. I want you to reach your arm out and touch a star.
Okay. I need to ask Laura something. I am definitely seeing a positive result, but there's a lot of pain here. And I'm wondering, has this been something that has always been with your siblings, or did this result after losing your parents? Sometimes it's about wills and inheritances.
Lions and tigers and bears.
You know, there are so many different reasons.
She said the word estate, remember?
She said, yeah.
Yeah, she typed the word estate in all the stuff when you were first getting into her reading. Yeah, I think it's a estate will thing she typed. Sorry, I had to get a beverage.
Okay. Well, sometimes there's the one that seems obvious, and then there's the one underneath it all. Like, for instance, I had a sister, or I do have a sister, but you never know it. I have a sister who, your sister always, you mean that she was always antagonistic or against you? Or
probably the conflict person, is what I'm guessing.
Well, my sister, she said my brother, she adored him.
Okay.
All right. My sister, when I got rid of
sibling
the narcissist,
wise.
My sister realized I had no vehicle. She and her husband gave me, I'm going to tell you, this thing was so bound for the junkyard. But I took it, and it was wheels, but the driver's door wouldn't stay shut. And in the winter, you had to roll down all the windows because the exhaust was coming up through the barren floorboards.
Which means not only were there holes in the floorboards, there's holes in the exhaust system under the floorboards.
So I'm like this, you know, practically dressed up for the Antarctic, trying to drive to work. And if it took a turn, like to the left, you had to grab this door because it's going to go flapping. I mean, it was a nightmare. You know what caused the fight? Because I finally did have someone come and take it off to the place where cards die.
The land of junk.
And I let them take the $35 battery with it.
Which back then was a pretty good battery. in the 70s?
It was 80s.
Well, still, $35 battery, that wasn't a bad battery. That wasn't an El Cheapo piece of crap. It was middle of the road. For Minnesota, you should always...
She wouldn't speak to me for 5 years.
In Minnesota, you don't buy a $35
battery. Over a freaking battery.
You buy the
money. That's what I'm saying. There's always maybe something on the top, but you've got to look at what... And you said you and your sister have always... She's the control freak. So was mine.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, if we didn't do exactly as they wanted us to, well, everything was always so conditional that they were just going to kick us to the curb, you know, or do something in retaliation. I am feeling that there's going to be, are you and your brother still estranged, or you? Yeah, see, Jake gets me. Are you and your brother estranged?
There's the thing, the typing got a big delay.
Yeah.
I'm getting the healing angel card ready.
Yeah, she says yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
okay.
There is, we'll have to check on this from time to time during the shows, because it's definitely showing to me that all of this is going to get resolved between you and the siblings. And it's going to be hard work, because I have a feeling you've been kind of like tossed out with the trash like I was. Yeah. They won't, I can get no contact either. But I just want to have faith in this for you, that something's going to happen here that will bring the three of you together. So that would be something I'd want to work on. Is there like a family, an estate, a business, there's something here that looks like it's coming out. Oh, what about your brother? Yeah, this is including all three of you. Isn't it you and a sister and a brother? That's who I feel. Yeah. Well, like I say, you've got a lot of pain here. Eight of spades is really anguish and tears. And then you got nine of spades. That is like serious, deep grief. Surrounding
put your cursor
it.
Back in your chat box, or you're going to not get the latest.
And then we've got the Five of Diamonds, which is a card of good news coming. So I want to see how that will ultimately lay out for you. So I really think there's going to, if anything, I think it'll be your brother first. that's a good question you just asked. Here's where he's at. Okay. Where he's at is, he wants, okay, like men, he's kind of like reaching the point where he wants bygones to be bygones. And he wants to apologize to you for the hurt he's caused you, but then let's move on smartly.
He's like, get over it, right? Is it the get over it type attitude?
Yeah, like, let's just go forward.
I just said, I'm sorry, get over it, bury all your feelings, right?
Yeah, and that's the trouble. Guys,
like you're not a human, right?
Men tend to treat grief that way. They're holding on to everything. So you're wondering, what are you supposed to have? Well, I see some kind of legal paper here, Laura, that I feel is going to very soon, it's going to start to bring things around for you. So we'll have to talk about this more. All right. We're going to have to. What do you got, Jim?
Aha. Indeed. What do I have? It's a healing angel card, so that's always a good thing.
Yes.
And the subject is sacred space. I always kind of like Deb does. I like to show it. They're really good cards. Here's the box and stuff like that. This is the second best deck we have.
Yeah.
You know. Tied for second. Best one is Sword of Light. Anyway, sacred space. We, your guardian angels, that's plural. That's more than one. That's a good sign. Surround you with emerald, gold, and rose pink light. I guess those colors are significant for guardian angels. They specifically said, we, your guardian angels, surround you with emerald, gold, and rose-pink light.
Well, I bet you that rings true.
She probably
for
knows.
Laura.
Yeah,
yeah,
I bet she knows.
Much love to you too, Laura.
Surrender your concerns and worries and enter this sacred space. They've made a space for you of love and healing. So it's like multiple guardian angels have.
Yeah, I think you've got some powerful angels going for you.
Said we, your guardian angels. Yeah. That's more than one. It's just they called out three colors. I'm guessing it's three. They just didn't identify themselves. Things
all
to
right.
ponder. Well,
we have to call it, guys.
I think we do.
I'm really sorry, but I have to get this thing out.
She actually did a very good job. She pulled this together at the last minute. She was not waking up feeling like there was going to be a shoe. Her jaw had a lot of pieces of metal removed.
Yeah.
And now the jaw's unhappy and it's trying to heal, but it doesn't feel good, does it?
No, it wants me to shut up for a while.
It wants her to shut up, and it wants her to, like, take lots of drugs.
But we'll be here tomorrow.
Well, We will, unless your mouth doesn't feel good.
Right.
Right. True. Very good chance. But, you know, if we're not, it's because I'll eat.
So I'm really sorry we couldn't get through everybody.
Right. Yep. But, you know, you should, folks, that God did get a ringing. She wasn't sure she was going to be able to pull this off. So,
yeah.
She did well, and you should be very thankful for her.
Remember, I had an app on my website.
And it works. I tried it.
You did?
Remember you thought there was a problem with the...
With the what?
Remember you thought that they shut your website down the other day? It went. I didn't click it, but it actually went. It was going to work.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's still
working. You can get it in the Google Play Store. And it's free.
Oh, I didn't do the app. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I went to your website. Keep going.
I'm going
to
tell.
Yeah, keep going.
It used to be for Androids and, iPhones?
And iPhones.
But then when iPhone, they upgraded their operating system, something happened. And everyone that I've spoken to has said, ooh, it's going to be a very expensive fix.
Apple sometimes, they're different. They're same but different. When they do some major upgrades, it's like, wow.
So what they said to do
is
set it up on the website with the same program, which is called a random program, but is anything really random?
But it's not random. Like, it's random, but you get a card.
Reading.
You get a card.
I even use it. So you can pick it up in the Google Play Store for your Android, or you can go to my website and look on the top menu. It says, I believe, free reading.
Yep, that's what I checked out.
All right. Click that and then bookmark it in your iPhone.
Yeah.
And you'll have it.
Or just bookmark her page, and you'll see it at the top always.
You don't have to
bookmark the free reading thing. I recommend you bookmark her page, not the free reading, because when she does different updates and stuff and different things, especially the 800 number, there's a little thing there. You want to go to her main page first.
If you say so.
I recommend that. You should always do that because pages will change some links and stuff, and then if you just bookmark the link, you get nothing.
Huh.
But it worked. I objected.
Okay.
And like you said, random. I'm sorry to interrupt you. But
so you can use that at any time.
Truth.
My son, who owns a web design business, he hired out and he tested it. And he called me that day and he said, Mom, I can't put this thing down. I said, why? And he said, because, he said, it's addicting. You sit here and ask it, how does this person feel about me? And how is this meeting going to go? And he said, it's just really, really.
If you haven't done it, it will show a card. It will actually say 10 of hearts. And then it will actually have a big write-up all about your
how that
subject,
relates.
What
to
that
you,
kind of that card's meaning to your subject, right?
Yeah.
Without knowing your subject.
Yeah.
Even if you don't give a crap, it's kind of interesting.
It's fun.
And it costs nothing for
when
you.
When I used to have to go to meetings at the office and meet with people that were interested in developing, say, a project with me, I wanted to know before I went there, is this going to be an ideas meeting or is this a money meeting? And I'd have to ask that and I'd find out, they want to talk money. They don't want to talk about the ideas so much.
Right.
So at least then I had leverage going into that meeting.
So you knew what their angle was without having to find out the hard way. And that's where that, if you can get that inside info going into that kind of a meeting.
Oh, it's invaluable.
And then you take charge a little bit. It's like, that's what I kind of thought you were going to say type thing. I'm like, whoa, how'd they know?
So then you prepare your numbers.
Yep.
To go in if you have to.
Here's what I got there. Here's my cha-ching, because that's all you care about, basically.
And it's really good with love, too.
Love is in the air.
This method loves a matter to the heart. So if you go out, say, on a date with somebody, you want to know how they feel about you, or you have a crush on somebody, go in there and say to yourself, I want to know how Tommy is feeling. How does he feel about me? Does he love me or whatever you want to know? And then the card will come up. Friendship or love or he's interested in somebody else.
It might not really resonate, but then do it again.
Yeah.
Play it again and then remember that card you had before and then the new card and see, because they might be building a message if you run it a few times.
Yeah, I really
right?
need to expand that one day.
Don't you always say ask the same question but differently? Right?
Yeah, word it differently. like you're playing with a search engine. And you know how that is. You
yes,
get out there
exactly.
on Google, you got to play with it a little
Very
bit.
Very good analogy. Very good.
Thanks.
Because you're right.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, you know, you do a search engine, it's like, oh, what's this thing? And then it's like, eh, I'm not really there. All right. Close, though. So let me put this type of question in.
Yeah.
But you don't forget the other search stuff
you
got.
No, you put them together.
It's like a puzzle.
Yeah.
It's like
yeah.
you're a detective building a case. It's like, I see, this card said
sure.
this card said that. You put them together, it's like, aha.
And it was interesting. I used that the day that I sent my, through email, my book manuscript in.
How many years ago was that?
Oh, it got published in 08, so it must have been 07.
Damn.
I know. And
we're all getting old.
And we are. And here's the thing. I sent it to some of the publishers in the States, and I sent it to one in London, which was, John Hunt Publishing, I believe it is.
Well, that's hopefully that is.
Old books. They do a bunch of spiritual books and things.
Which is a good one to pick.
So I did the
sure.
app, and I said, you weren't there, but my late husband was. I said, that place in London's going to offer me a contract within 24 hours. And they did. And that blew my mind.
Indeed, they did.
Oh, I'm still blown away. If you were to say to me, how does all of this really work? I'm not sure. I just listened to what my grandma said. But I'm really not sure.
Well, you know, some things
are not to be explained.
It's like faith. If we had to know how God worked, if you were Catholic or Christian, I don't know how it works, so I can't believe in it. Well, then that's not faith.
That isn't. You're right.
Right.
Also, love. Love is love.
It's the same thing. Who knows how that works?
The cards have taught me that love isn't what you say. Love is what you do. And that was huge for me. Huge. Okay.
Yeah, there are some things that you can't print out on a document and say, oh, that's how it works. It's just, that's
no,
life.
Right.
You're never going to be able to. I don't care how advanced that civilization is. There's going to be some things like, it just works. I don't know.
So, everybody, we're going to work on
Truth.
Trying to be here tomorrow.
Truth.
But I do have to go rest my
And for my
chakras.
American friends,
yeah.
tomorrow at noon, March Madness starts.
Oh, NCAA boy.
College basketball. And the folks in the UK, they don't give two squats what I'm talking about. But it is what it is.
All right.
Just remember, she had her top on, she had some of her dog. It's pretty good.
Thank you. Thank you very
actually,
much.
Your speech got really good.
Talk to all of you soon. Yeah, but I feel myself really working hard.
Right.
At it.